Now, starting this morning, we're going to start with the story of gender row at New School. Front page story in the Kerryman. The issue of gender neutral toilets has caused a rift between a concerned group of parents and the board of management at the shortly to be moved into brand new €16 million Gael Colosta Tralee campus. Gael Colosta Kyrie campus, I should say, in Tralee. Disagreement erupted when a cohort of parents voiced their disapproval at a decision to install gender neutral toilets at the new school, which is due to open at the end of April. Now, in a moment, we're going to hear from the school principal, Rory O'Kaneda. But first, we're going to hear from Stephen Fernan, who had the story in this morning's issue of the Kerryman. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
How did all this happen?
It was the middle of last week, Jerry, when I got in contact with a couple of parents in Tralee who were very unhappy, to say the least, at the layout of the new toilets in Gael Colosta Kyrie. They're very much opposed to gender-neutral toilets, or what the school call unisex toilets, for a whole host of reasons, top of which they feel, you know, health and safety is an issue. Also, the effects that sharing a toilet space might have on younger children of the opposite sexes, you know. That's sort of the basis for it, Jerry. I'm led to believe that they have met with the board of management of the school since, and there has been alterations of the toilet layout on the three floors of the school. I'm led to believe that the male toilets are now on the top floor, females on the middle floor, and the unisex gender neutral toilet on the bottom floor. But I think the parents are still very much unhappy with this. It's a very divisive issue, as you can imagine. It's something that's still kind of ongoing between the parents and the school. But I think it's also symptomatic of the wider problem, Jerry, that this whole gender identity issue has. And, you know, it's divisive, to say the least. And I think it's something it's just unfortunate for Gael Colosta Kyrie in one sense, that it landed on their door, because it could have happened to any educational work or sporting organization, the way this topic is sort of unfolding day after day. And I must stress as well that the wider work of Gael Colosta Kyrie is not in question here. It's a fantastic school, state-of-the-art complex, great staff, a very student-focused curriculum. But it's just this topic, I feel it was only a matter of time before it arrived somewhere in Kerry, and I think it's landed here in this story.
It's part of the reason why it rose here first, because it is a new campus, new guidelines, new building, new rules.
Yes, that's what I'm led to believe by the principal there, Rory O'Kaneda. He said that they're very much guided by Department of Education guidelines. Now, the Department of Education had told me that the final decision for toilet layout is still with the school, you know, so that's a matter I think that the parents have an issue with as well. But I think their core concern really, Jerry, is the wider imposition of gender identity studies within the school curriculum, and the pace at which it's coming at them, and the changes that it's sort of bringing about. They're not in any way, the parents I've spoken to, any way transphobic or anything like that. They're just genuinely concerned parents who have concerns about this. And I think, you know, while their number may be small, I think there certainly is a larger band of parents out there who probably share similar concerns, but maybe are perhaps afraid to speak out for fear of not maybe articulating their concerns.
This is the group calling themselves the Kerry Parents Rights Alliance.
Yeah, I believe some of them are members of that organisation, and they have a website there that's clearly available for people to see. It's very much again on that whole you know, concern around especially the upcoming social personal health education curriculum, which is due in the autumn, which I think incorporates
it's for 12 to 15 year olds
identity.
That's coming in. Yes, yeah,
for sexual consent, pornography, and gender identity. They have concerns around that as well. But I just think that the toilet issue is very much a sort of a precursor to that. You know,
Stephen, is there any suggestion that there was ever at any stage going to be only gender neutral or unisex toilets in the school?
I've had conflicting reports on that. I'm told by one camp that there were gender only toilets to begin with, and then that sort of changed midway through the controversy, as from what I can see, that they compromised then to make single sex toilets, including the gender neutral school gender neutral toilet. But you know, it's still unclear from the department and my interaction with them as to whether this is a clear directive to have gender neutral toilets going forward in all new buildings, you know.
And
so it's still something that's unclear, Jerry, and I'm waiting for a response from the department on that as well. You know, going forward, it might be of use to other people in workplaces and new builds, you know.
Yeah, and that's probably part of it, I suppose, when it comes to the department outlining design functions for how a toilet must be in terms of size and space, but it being down to the board of management to decide who assigns what in terms of what a toilet will be.
Yeah, that's it. But I suppose the message is that I'm very much in between the two protagonists here, Jerry. But I suppose if there's one message I'd like to come from the article, it's just that we need to maybe lay off the hardcore ideologies here. I'm not saying the two parties involved are of that hardcore ideology, but I just think we need to maybe stand back and assess this whole topic of gender identity with a lot more of a sober attitude and reflection. I mean, you even have to look at the Kerryman, the reaction on the Kerryman Twitter page to the story. It's gone completely AWOL. You know, you have some logical comments, but you also have that sort of hardcore anti-trans, pro-trans sort of
on either side of the extremes of the debate.
I think we need to maybe step back from that and maybe have discussions and see both sides and look at it logically, you know.
Yeah, fair point. Stephen, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us and bringing us that story this morning. Great stuff. That's Stephen Fernand there from the Kerryman. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667 123 666. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. So the situation as is in the school is with regards to the there being male-only toilets, female-only toilets, and one block of unisex or gender-neutral toilets in the new Gael Colossus. It's the €16 million campus, brand new, opening up next month. 600 pupils will be accommodated in it. And as things stand now, a decision has been made that there will be toilets for all, effectively. There will be male-only toilets, female-only toilets, and there will be toilets available for people who want to go into a unisex toilet. They feel that's what they want to do. So that's what the situation is. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the programme. For more, I'm going to, shortly before coming in air, I spoke to the principal of Gael Colossus, Kiri Rory O'Kaneda. And I first of all asked him, during the design phase, how did the issue of gender-neutral toilets first come about?
Well, I suppose the building, as it all features of the building, be it in any classroom or any of the social areas or the service areas of the building, are all designed around specifications that we said the department would have, etc. So our school is probably one of the first schools, as you said, a new build with all the great facilities we have, but it's probably one of the first schools to open with the new design specifications around the toilets, etc.
So, are these in line with Department of Education school design guidelines?
They are, yes, yeah. So, each, I suppose, the revised department guidelines that came out possibly about 18 months ago or longer ago, I can't recall exactly, would have had a design. I suppose the design is based around, we say, anti-bullying nature, just to ensure that there's clear line of sight, we say, to communal areas, and then each of the student toilet areas are then individual student toilet areas where a student has privacy within their own, I will call it a cubicle, but I suppose the picture that someone might have a cubicle would be somewhat different. It is like floor to ceiling enclosed individual room where a student or anybody can have their own privacy within that area, the communal areas, the washhand basin outside, the drying, etc.
So that's how they will work in effect. The guidelines from the department state the toilet should be designed with the physical and emotional safety of pupils in mind to promote inclusivity. The operation and design of all toilet facilities is a matter for each school authority as deemed appropriate by the school and not the department. What are your concerns or your response to the concerns of the parents group who've raised this issue?
Yeah, I suppose, The concerns, obviously, we take everybody's voice on board, and it's very important that people would feel free to contact the school and raise their concerns, and we give everybody, students and parents, the opportunity to voice their concerns. I suppose when you talk of concerns, the concerns have been listened to and taken on board, I suppose, in relation to how we have assigned the toilets. In relation to design, back to your question specific, I think the design is very good. It does cater for the needs of students You know, student voice has been taken on board in relation to design features by the department and consultative groups back along. But in our own specific case, in our own specific school, when talking to our architects, etc., like, we were ensuring that we were giving a safe space for students, where students can have their privacy in their toilet, in their toilet cubicle, but also ensuring that students have safe and communal areas as well, where there's line of sight, and ensuring that bullying doesn't happen in our school. Ensuring that students are happy in our school and that everybody is included in our school, I suppose, is our primary goal. And I believe that this design helps us in ensuring that.
And from there, this is a unisex toilet. However, there are male toilets and male-only toilets and female-only toilets in the school. So you don't have to go to this toilet if you don't want to.
No, that's correct, Jerry. Sorry. I suppose there's an individual block with the communal area associated with that block is exclusively for girls. There's another individual block with the communal area associated with that is exclusively for boys. And then there is one block where the cubicles themselves are individual cubicles, but the communal area outside will be mixed.
Okay, and look, do you think that students will be ready for this in 2023?
I believe so. You know, I suppose students have it would be, I suppose, over years. You know, it would be a question that, you know, would pop up in school, in SPHE class, in many schools across the country, and students have voiced it internally here as well. You know, that their satisfaction that such a feature would be taken on board in any school. I believe that the decision made to have those exclusive boys area, exclusive girls area, and unisex toilet block, I believe we have taken a decision that will cater for the needs of all our students.
And is that the decision you made to change the layout by having male on the top floor, female on the middle floor, and gender neutral on the ground floor of the school?
Yeah, the decision to have designated or assigned areas exclusively for, I suppose, taking on board parental feedback, taking on board, you know, voice of all members of the community. We believe that this decision now provides we believe it provides a good facility, good safe environment for our students, and that students will be very happy with it. And once we open up our school, we will be moving in there on the 24th of April. We do intend shortly after to open up the building for the public an evening or a Saturday morning perhaps, and we welcome everybody to come in and look at our fantastic school. I suppose it is a great facility. Obviously, there is focus on this topic at the moment as well, you know, but also I suppose we'd like to focus on the positives of what we do have in the school, of everything else, you know, adding extra subjects to our curriculum, adding great sporting facilities. It's a fantastic building, and I believe when we walk in there, when people walk in there and see what a fantastic job has been done there in design and in building, that there will be... they will be amazed and very happy with what is on offer and available for our students.
Yeah, yeah. Final question, Rory. Was there ever an intention at any stage of the design to have gender neutral or unisex only toilets in the school?
So I suppose in relation to the design, it's not a question of a design, it is a question of assigning. So I suppose the design... the design of all toilet blocks as per department guidelines, or all toilet blocks have to be suitable for either boys or girls. So then when it came to the decision about assigning the toilet blocks, the decision was taken that we would have a girls only, boys only, and
that was always that hasn't been changed. That was always the intention, to have girls only, boys only.
No, it was never set in stone, Joey, to be frank about it. No, it was never set in stone that there would all be. I suppose with everything that goes on in school life, everything changes quite regularly, and everything will always have to be under review. These current arrangements, even taking these current arrangements on board, you know, things are always being reviewed and in school, and we take our parents' voice and our student voice on board, and ensure that everybody has the opportunity to say what they have to say, and that we
and they'll get a fair hearing, and decisions be made following on from that.
Yeah.
Will you be meeting with the parents group that have raised this issue?
We have met with the parents concerned. Any parent who has contacted the school has been either spoken to on the phone, if they wish to come in, they've sat down with myself, and we've gone through gone through any concerns they might have, and we believe we have addressed them, you know, and it is, like as I say, Jerry, it is something that we'll have to keep, and we intend keeping under constant review to see how it is working. Our goal is to make sure that, you know, focusing on the education of our students, focusing on the opportunities for our students, and in part of that is ensuring that our students are happy in school, you know, that the learning environment and the social environment around that meets their needs.
Okay. All right, Rory, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us.
Right, good morning, Jerry. Thanks very much.
That's principal of the Gaelcolláiste Ciaríogh, Rory O'Kaneda, giving his view on the situation as it stands at the moment.